英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听英国问答，我是冯菲菲。
Hello, I'm Natalie, and this week's question comes from Phoenix.
Hello, my name is Phoenix. I am a Harry Potter fan. As we all know, there are four colleges in Harry's school, Hogwarts. They are Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, and Hufflepuff. My question is, do universities in Britain also have colleges like in Hogwarts? Thank you.
Phoenix 想知道在英国的大学里是不是都有像哈利波特里面魔法学校一样的院校设置。
Well, these colleges, like in Harry Potter, are actually called houses, and they are usually found in schools rather than universities.
这些学院或者说学校都会被称为校队，而且通常指的是中学、高中里面的校队，而不是大学的。So tell us about these houses, Natalie.
Well, houses first started in boarding schools, as pupils quite often live in houses on the school grounds.
Houses 这个概念来自于寄宿学校，因为所有的学生都会集中地住在学校的宿舍里。
Well, to find out more about houses, I interviewed Nick Lamson, a former pupil of one of the most famous boarding schools in Britain, Eton.
At my school, it literally was a very large house. At some schools, it's just, you're divided into houses, but they're not actual houses. It's just you play and work for this team.
So Nick said at his school, a house was literally a large house where you lived.
Nick 曾经就读于英国最著名的伊顿公学 Eton College. 他说 a house 就是一个大宿舍。这里 literally 的意思是字面意思的，确确实实的。
He also said in some schools you are divided into houses, which are not actual houses, but they are more like school teams.
在很多其他非寄宿学校里 ,houses 通常指的就是学校的校队而不是宿舍。
Yes, I didn't go to boarding school, but we still had houses. They were school teams, which you were placed in for the whole time you were at school.
So what was the point of these school houses at your school, Natalie?
Well, competing in sports can be a big part of a British school's ethos, as it encourages pupils to push themselves and show dedication to something, which in turn can be put into practice in their schoolwork.
每年各种各样的体育比赛是英国学校里必不可少的传统。通过体育比赛可以鼓励学生们 push themselves, 鞭策自己，同时还能让他们 show dedication, 展现出一种无私的奉献精神。那么在学习中，这种劲头也就化为了能更上一层楼的动力。
So one of the big purposes of school houses in my school was to compete against each other in sports. This was also the case for houses at Nick's school.
Once you were outside the house, it only really mattered for the games, and you'd play football against other houses. So we played in inter-house competitions.
So Nick said they played inter-house competitions.
Inter-house competitions 就是按照住的宿舍划分的校队之间的比赛。
In my school, we played sport against different houses, but we also had a drama competition and a music competition that each house would compete against each other in.
That sounds like fun, Natalie.
Yeah, being in a school house was a lot of fun, and you became very loyal to your house. Here's Nick again.
You feel very loyal to your house. Every house had its own kind of colours. It had its own flag. It gives you something to be loyal to. You rally behind your flag, and you try harder.
So many houses in school have their own colours, and sometimes a flag.Nick said you rally behind your flag and you can become very loyal to your house.
Rally behind your flag 就是团结一致。Become very loyal, 对自己的队伍越来越忠心耿耿，希望自己的队伍在比赛中能获得更好的成绩。
bbcukchina.com
So did the house at your school have names like the ones in Harry Potter?
Yes, in my school we had four houses calledWalker, Spencer, Curran, and my house, Clark.
And where do those names come from?
Well, in my school, they were named after former headmistresses. And quite often in schools, they can be named after scientists, famous poets, or even former students. Well, if you had had houses in school in China, Feifei, what would they have been called?
Well, you see, I love animals. So I think if we had had houses, I would have liked them to be called dragon, panda maybe, tiger and monkey.
Those are interesting names for houses. Usually you don't get to choose which house you're in, but if you had to choose one, what would you have been in?
I think I would have liked to be in Dragon House.
Well, I think my house, Clark, is better than your house, Dragon.
No, it's not.
See, Feifei, your house loyalty has already started.
I know. Where did that come from? 好了，节目到这儿，希望我们回答了今天的问题。如果你对英国文化有任何问题，请发邮件到 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
You know, I really think Clark is better.
No, it's not.
英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.